Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Mom? Dad? Cheryl? Anybody home?
Dad, are you back from school?
Yes. Cheryl, how are you? Feeling better?
I've still got a runny nose and keep on coughing, but the temperature's stopped running. I wonder if you would like to join me for lunch.
With pleasure. I also have a project to discuss.
What's that?
We're to organize a book swap.
What?
The idea is that anyone from our school can show up, bring spare books and magazines, and help themselves to what others have brought in. Ms. Green says it's free and easy and saves everyone a lot of money they normally splash out. She also wants everyone to buzz about their new finds for weeks and definitely encourage our lot to read more.
Sounds reasonable. And we have piles of books on our shelves that might never get read, or those we've lived through and didn't like.
True.
Though it might be interesting to rummage through other people's books, I don't think there'd be a lot of eager people to do that.
When you come to think of it, everybody loves bread and circuses. So Cheryl, to make them come, we should think of entertainment. To create a more social atmosphere, we may offer refreshments. We may also organize a lottery as part entertainment and part fundraiser to cover the costs of drinks.
Ed, that's a lovely idea. Cakes, warm drinks, popcorn, and some other easily served nibbles will make the event more fun. We may even ask people to help out in that way. They may bring something with them too.
Okay. We've got the atmosphere covered, but all things considered, it can be awkward and inefficient for students to have to swap books with each other directly. Any ideas here?
Well, we may put out bins labeled with classics, fantasy, memoir, detectives, and even random, and ask people to organize the books they brought into the bins provided. And as they move around, they are free to browse what's already there and take what they are interested in. By the way, who's going to get the word out that we're having the event?
It's the trickiest part. We may create a low-ink poster that we can easily print at home on a colored paper. Then we'll share it on notice boards at school. We may also ask our peers to spread the word during their extracurricular activities.
And there is social media. We may create a social net event and then invite our friends. Some might even blog about the event.
Oh, it's bound to be a success. Thank you, Cheryl.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Mom? Dad? Cheryl? Anybody home?
Dad, are you back from school?
Yes. Cheryl, how are you? Feeling better?
I've still got a runny nose and keep on coughing, but the temperature's stopped running. I wonder if you would like to join me for lunch.
With pleasure. I also have a project to discuss.
What's that?
We're to organize a book swap.
What?
The idea is that anyone from our school can show up, bring spare books and magazines, and help themselves to what others have brought in. Ms. Green says it's free and easy and saves everyone a lot of money they normally splash out. She also wants everyone to buzz about their new finds for weeks and definitely encourage our lot to read more.
Sounds reasonable. And we have piles of books on our shelves that might never get read or those we've lived through and didn't like.
True.
Though it might be interesting to rummage through other people's books, I don't think there'd be a lot of eager people to do that.
When you come to think of it, everybody loves bread and circuses. So Cheryl, to make them come, we should think of entertainment. To create a more social atmosphere, we may offer refreshments. We may also organize a lottery as part entertainment and part fundraiser to cover the costs of drinks.
And that's a lovely idea. Cakes, warm drinks, popcorn, and some other easily served nibbles will make the event more fun. We may even ask people to help out in that way. They may bring something with them too.
Okay. We've got the atmosphere covered, but all things considered, it can be awkward and inefficient for students to have to swap books with each other directly. Any ideas here?
Well, we may put out bins labeled with classics, fantasy, memoir, detectives, and even random, and ask people to organize the books they brought into the bins provided. And as they move around, they are free to browse what's already there and take what they are interested in. By the way, who's going to get the word out that we're having the event?
It's the trickiest part. We may create a low-ink poster that we can easily print at home on a colored paper. Then we'll share it on notice boards at school. We may also ask our peers to spread the word during their extracurricular activities.
And there is social media. We may create a social net event and then invite our friends. Some might even blog about the event.
Oh! It's bound to be a success. Thank you, Cheryl.
My pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.